I think hopefully a broad interest. I have a TV directing background and I run Stars on TV. There seems to be two schools of thought. Either it's best for people to start as a runner and work their way up. Other advice goes, well, if you want to be an independent filmmaker, go into independent film, you know, shoot your own films and start as a director and move up. Now, does that depend on the individual, or what would you guys say? Is it really good to start as a runner? Does it depend on the industry? Is it film against TV, maybe?
Yeah, it is industry-based. Does anyone want to jump
in? I think it just depends on ultimately what you want to do. I mean, to start out as a runner and to work your way through the ranks is the best training you can ever get. I mean, there are an awful lot of people who come straight out of nowhere. They'll direct or they'll produce something, but if something goes wrong, they don't know how to handle that, and that therefore they then get that reputation for they're not very good or they're not very confident or whatever. Whereas if you've gone through the ranks and you've got that all-rounded experience, you'll know how to get yourself out of trouble every time, because there's always something that goes wrong. Always. Doesn't matter who you are, how experienced you are, there will always be something. But what showcases you as being good at what you do and good in your craft is how you deal with those problems. Anyone can sail through a shoot that is going swimmingly. Anyone. And therefore anyone can get the praise for being a good producer, director, runner, whatever it is. Something goes wrong, you see people stressing out like you would not believe. Now, generally in my experience, for what it's worth, if you're getting stressed, it's because you don't know what to do about that problem. And so, you know, for me, it really depends. To be the best of your field, you need to get that grounding, really.
I think the best advice I ever had as a director is, you've got to be the person who's cool under pressure, or cool under fire.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if something's going wrong, which they do, I say, even if you're meticulously planned it, things go wrong. If you're the person stressing out, then everyone's stressed.
Yeah.
Whereas if everyone knows the problem and all the crew are stressing, they look to the director and he's or she is chilled and like, no, it's fine, we'll sort it. Then everyone goes, oh, maybe it's not a big problem after all. You know, and it's really interesting how that feeds from the director or the producer and how crew sort of react to that. I think the independent film versus working up thing is an interesting thing, because if you're working up, you're working and you're earning money. You know, if you're an independent filmmaker, you're not earning money, you know, until you sell your film. So, I started as a runner and worked up, because for me it's important is how can I direct people, you know, not just the actors, but how can I work with the crew if I have no idea what they do? You know, so I can go to a focus ball and talk to them very technically. I can go to certain people musically. I talk to you quite a lot, very, you know, not that I'm a composer, but I've, you know, worked up and know enough about
you've
certain
got a rounded
things.
Experience
yeah.
of pretty much every element of the industry.
Mm.
So you
and then,
can jump in and help out or offer your suggestions.
Mm.
I mean, even to me, I mean, you know, it's not annoying for me, but you will sit down and it's quite a good pianist. Sits down and plays a little tune on the piano, and that's the best way to describe what Phil's asking for, you know. But again, it's that ability that I like about you, where you have to jump onto every single little thing, not as specific as that individual, but being able to have a little bit of information about everything
and that
really helps it.
Yeah.
And it, like you say, it chills everybody out.
Yeah.
You're all dead in control.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks, oh, well, you know, let's just take it easy.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
So to brief your crew as well as direct successfully.
Yeah.
And then act, if you are stressed, just act.
Yeah, just then just act.
Yeah.
Oh,
swan,
totally, yeah.
Swan,
I'm not saying I'm not stressing out and, you know, and saying
just
that, oh my God.
It's
just don't
ever show it. Sorry, we'll sort it out in post.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. We've all asked out, sort it out in post, yes.
It's how I got half the jobs that I've got, telling people that I can do it.
Yeah.
And then you just do it. you actually have got a bit of a technical, and you've seen how people have done it because you've run and done it, and then you go, yeah, I could do that. And they go, can you do that? We'll give you this. Yeah, I could do that. And you turn and go, oh my God, what am I doing? But you figure it out, and it's the case of being able to wing it along, you know,
yeah.
a bit of winging it.
Yeah,
it's an important thing.
That.